our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah and Ella with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a First Nations woman has won the right to sue Queensland over alleged historic sexual and physical abuse in state care. The 70-year-old woman alleged that the state had failed to protect her when she was in their care, claiming that she had been assaulted in the 50s and 60s while living in a foster home and at a girls' dormitory. Judges ruled a fair trial could be had on her sexual abuse allegations against her foster father, with herself and another woman having the same recollections and evidence. However, that was the only allegation that could be pursued, as all key figures in the other cases are deceased. Also in local news, the Queensland Government is suspending a suite of construction sector perks for major state projects. These perks include an extra $100 a week if a worker has to use their own phone and double time when it rains. Deputy Premier Jared Blagie said, "This is to ensure that productivity can return to our construction sites and critical infrastructure our growing state needs can be delivered to Queensland taxpayers' money is respected." He said that they will be paused for new projects until a report is released into the construction industry's productivity. In national news, Australian businesses providing essential goods and services, such as medicine, groceries and fuel, will be forced to accept cash under a government mandate taking effect from the 1st of January 2026. The mandate is designed to curb the phase-out of cash and ensure that people who rely on it can continue to use it in the near future, though many small businesses will be exempt. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said, "Mandating cash for essential purchases such as groceries and fuel means those who rely on cash will not be left behind. For many Australians, cash is more than a payment, it's a lifeline." The ministers have also confirmed that cheques will stay in circulation, but will no longer be issued nationwide after the 30th of June 2028 and no longer accepted after the 30th of September 2029.
In other national news, Australia has been accused of exporting climate destruction on Pacific neighbours with massive gas expansion plans. Pacific governments at a UN climate summit have criticised Australia's plan for a gas industry expansion in Western Australia, saying it might result in 125 times more greenhouse gas emissions than their nation has released in a year. Vanuatu's spokesperson for climate change, Ralph Reginvanu, said Australia is not acting in good faith when stood alongside Pacific leaders on the global stage. He said at the summit, "The Australian government is exporting climate destruction overseas, including to Pacific nations like Vanuatu, who experienced the most devastating impacts of the climate crisis, despite contributing the least. This is climate injustice." In international news, Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with outgoing US President Joe Biden at the APEC summit in Peru and has promised to work with Trump's new administration despite strained relations. Tensions are already high between China and the US as Mr. Biden seeks to restrict American investment in Chinese technology, and the prospect of Trump further escalating these tensions has sparked concerns globally. Mr. Xi has stated, "China's goal of a stable, healthy, and sustainable China-US relationship remains unchanged, though he noted there had been ups and downs in recent years." Their meeting came as leaders from 21 Pacific Rim economies met in Lima, Peru at the end of the annual APEC summit. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of showers in the evening. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is high and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Thank you.